Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. I'm Bradley Chambers. Today, Apple is pushing out an update for its brand new MacBook Pros released earlier this month to address a bug that resulted in performance-related issues with the machine's thermal management system under certain heavy workloads. Our tests before today's update showed that throttling with the Core i9 in the new high-end MacBook Pro can be quite aggressive with Final Cut Pro 10. But the bug discovered by Apple is not app-specific and only affects intense workloads in certain cases. While many of the reports related to the bug were specifically referring to the high-end models, we're told that the problem actually affects all the new MacBook Pros, so all users should install today's update. Next, iPhone users in China reportedly are being bombarded with spam iMessages. While spam iMessages are nothing new, this newfound push in China seems to center around promoting gambling, which is primarily illegal in mainland China, save for two officially sanctioned lotteries. Many iPhone users are calling on their mobile carriers to fix the problem, but the carriers do not actually control iMessages like they do SMS messages. Instead, Apple is pointing affected users to a certain support page, which outlines the process of blocking a phone number or email address. The company also explains that you can report spam and junk messages directly in the Messages app, as well as filter messages from unknown senders. Finally, iPhone assembler Foxconn is reportedly offering staff retention bonuses as it begins to ramp up hiring for the production of this year's models. DigiTimes cites a local report that the bonuses are being offered to existing staff who renew their contracts. The bonuses are said to be around $300. Foxconn is also said to be aiming to improve its margins this year. A slight year-on-year iPhone decline in sales for Q4 of last year saw some suppliers suffering, though Foxconn still managed to grow its profits. With Apple looking to offer a cheaper LCD model with a design closer to the iPhone X, 2018 is likely to be a good year for iPhone upgrades. Read these stories and more at 9to5mac.com, and you can subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive updates Monday through Friday.